Not many changes are expected across the Midwest as we go forward through the next week to 10 days. The weather pattern we're in right now is going to be stuck in a rut for a while. That means that we're going to continue to have excessive heat occurring across the plains, the central plains in particular, and the southwestern portions of the U.S. Corn Belt as we go forward through another week to 10 days. There may be some short-term breaking from this extreme, but I don't think it'll last very long, and we'll likely have it come back just a little while later. So the general trend is not likely to change much, and while we keep the ridges of high pressure more dominating in the plains, we're likely to create or maintain an environment here where storm systems will frequently occur from the Dakotas and Minnesota over to Ohio and parts of Indiana. Does that mean that we're going to see a more normal weather pattern across the eastern Midwest? Well, there will probably be something that looks a little bit more like normal as far as the fact that we have rain occurring periodically in the region. But the rain amounts are still going to be rather low, and that's going to make it difficult for any kind of improvement to take place. Some crops will experience a short-term improvement just simply because it rains every once in a while, and there may actually be a little yield potential put back into some of the soybeans and perhaps a few other crops. But it's not likely to be a major turnaround. The damage that's been done has been done to a large degree, and really only crops like soybeans have the potential to rebound, and that would only be dependent upon a more frequent and more significant amount of rainfall to occur across the region. This current weather pattern is not going to be supporting such a thing. We will see rain occurring periodically, but the quantity is not going to be that great. Some warmer temperatures will be back again also a little later this weekend into next week. The eastern Midwest today will see highs mostly in the 80s with some upper 70s in the Great Lakes region and a few lower 90s in the far southwest part of the eastern belt. Now, as we go on into the latter part of the weekend and really more likely during the middle part of next week, we'll likely see those temperatures back into the middle 80s to middle 90s. And once again, the evaporation rates will be high enough that some of the shower activity that occurs across the region will not have a good chance to make a serious headway against the evaporation. Now, the crop conditions, as I said before, will probably hold the status quo or perhaps even improve a little bit across a part of the eastern Midwest. But the western areas, especially the southwest, will not see that kind of phenomenon. In fact, if anything, they're going to continue to see a deterioration take place. Temperature extremes in the upper 90s and over 100, maybe as high as up around 108 or 109 degrees will occur in some of those southwestern areas. And if you get out into the heart of the central plains, temperatures of 110 to 112 will be possible as we move forward through this next several day period. So overall, it's still a very stressful situation and one that is of great concern. The hay crop that's going to come off of the plains and portions of the Midwest will be extremely poor and probably only one cutting for the most part. And that means that we'll have a shortage for feed in the winter time. We're likely to also see livestock stress just in general continuing serious across the U.S. Central Plains. And we've got a very low water supply situation evolving in many locations with the river and stream flow so low now that there may be some serious restrictions on barge traffic down the Ohio, Mississippi, and lower Missouri rivers as we move into the autumn season. And that could create some new issues with transporting what crop we have out there to processing and shipping facilities. For the most part, though, the weather is not going to change greatly this weekend. I would expect the eastern Midwest to see moisture totals running anywhere from about 4/10 of an inch to about an inch and a third over the next 7 days. And the same will be true for the upper parts of the western Corn Belt, but perhaps some local totals there may be greater than 2 inches. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.